From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court has now allowed sports gaming across the country, it doesn't appear likely that California will legalize it anytime soon. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler explains why.
First, there are a lot of groups that will want a piece of what would be a massive market in California. Native American tribes, card rooms, horse racing tracks, daily fantasy sports, major sports leagues, the league's unions, and out-of-state sports wagering operators.
No one faction is strong enough to make it happen, but almost every faction is strong enough to kill it.
Veteran tribal lobbyist David Quintana says this issue could end up in the same quagmire as the years-long stalemate over internet poker legislation.
All of those parties are now going to converge in California, try to come up with some agreement that pisses off the fewest people possible, and once that's done, they're going to have to run a constitutional amendment and get that passed by the voters of California.
Because the state constitution does not allow sports wagering. So don't expect any legalization until after the 2020 election at the earliest, and possibly never. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, over 800 people gathered at the state capitol in Sacramento for the annual Immigrant Day event. This year, advocates are pushing for three bills which would help undocumented immigrants get access to local business licenses, income tax credits, and health care. Diana Escamia is with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. She says these bills are especially important for domestic workers.
Because it's not a traditional job, we don't have a payroll. Sometimes they go months without pay or they get underpaid. So it's really important that they know that they have their rights.
Escamia says domestic workers are usually undocumented women and take jobs as nannies or cleaning ladies, but those jobs often don't offer benefits, health care, or consistent pay. You can find more on these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.